Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at FactorMeals.com/Listen50 and use code Listen50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. FactorMeals.com/Listen50. Code Listen50.
I fully expect him to be on the Steelers because their owner does, Art Rooney. He's the only one willing to talk about this at any point because he's ownership and he can say whatever he wants. And he's been thinking Aaron Rodgers is going there. Now, either way, it's great content. Like Aaron Rodgers on the Steelers at this point of his career with a good defense and a pretty good offensive line. It's great content. If for some reason he chooses not to go there, that's also kind of great because the Steelers have mismanaged this situation worse than any NFL team could. Can you imagine if a different team other than the Steelers was just waiting on bated breath for Aaron Rodgers and he actually doesn't go there? Like, they should absolutely be flamed. The thing that gets me, and I did go back, Ross, I know you're a tape guy, I did go back to just refresh myself and watch a couple of the late season Rodgers games. I just don't think he's like a difference-making quarterback anymore. I think he's below what we always used to call in the Around the NFL podcast, the Dalton line, which is if you have a guy above that line, you don't need a franchise quarterback. If you have Aaron Rodgers, you still need to go find another quarterback. He doesn't want to get hit. You don't see the arm strength as much because he's not as willing to hang in there and go deep down the field. And so you have a guy who's very particular in what he does. He's not the worst quarterback in the league either, but you're doing all this for what I would say is like the 24th best quarterback in the league. That's where he's at right now.
On the Ross Tucker podcast, Aaron Rodgers, the 24th best quarterback in the NFL. A, do we agree? That's question one. B, should you really be comparing Rodgers to the other quarterbacks in the NFL? Shouldn't you just be comparing him to Mason Rudolph?
No, I'd compare him to the other quarterbacks in the NFL, but I don't think he's 24th.
I don't think he's 24th either, and so we're going to play our game. We play this game every once in a while. Who's better than Aaron Rodgers? There's no cash prize. We just do it for fun, Doran. But to me, I do think it's important to compare him to Mason Rudolph. Because you could tell me, oh, Aaron Rodgers is the 24th best quarterback in the NFL. Okay, I disagree. Let's say you're right. What does that make Mason Rudolph then? 35th?
Yeah.
I mean, you're making $4 million a season. That's not even good backup money. Now, I think he's a good backup, but that's not good backup money. That's what the league thinks of Mason Rudolph, who threw 9 touchdowns and 9 interceptions last year. So I just disagree with the way that that argument was framed for a couple of reasons. But shouldn't you be looking to upgrade beyond Mason Rudolph? If Cam Hayward is the guy who was part of this leadership council that Mark Caboli was talking about on Monday, who wanted George Pickens to get pushed out of town, then wouldn't Cam Hayward and the other leaders of this team also want a considerable upgrade over Mason Rudolph? And isn't that good enough?
I think in like Aaron Rodgers' situation, like I'm not comparing Aaron Rodgers to Mason Rudolph. Mason Rudolph is irrelevant. Like, I mean, I'm comparing him to what he could do for the Steelers compared to what other quarterbacks are doing for their teams.
See, I think it's very relevant. Even if you think Aaron Rodgers stinks, like those two in that conversation
do. They definitely think he's better than Mason, though.
Right, which should be the whole point. Like,
but if you're better than Mason, you could still not be, you know, good compared to the team's quarterbacks you're facing.
Of course. But shouldn't the Steelers just be trying to upgrade their roster independent of what other teams have at quarterback? Like, what I'm saying is, if the decision is Mason Rudolph or Aaron Rodgers, why are people going on podcasts saying, what are the Steelers doing? I think it's pretty obvious what they're doing. They're trying to make sure Mason Rudolph doesn't start 17 games.
Yeah.
And they're getting lambasted for it. But let's do the exercise then, right? Is he really the 24th best quarterback in football? Because at first when I saw the headline on the podcast, I thought, oh, they must be talking about Mason. Oh, 24th best quarterback in the NFL. You probably start the rookies behind him because that's how these lists go. No, they were talking about Rodgers. So we'll play the game in a second here. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. There are some obvious ones. He is not better than Lamar.
Right.
He is not better than Josh Allen.
Right.
He is not better than Joe Burrow.
Right.
He is better than all the Cleveland quarterbacks?
Yes.
So we got one. I got to find a place to write this down. Better than one. This is live on the fly. Yeah. You don't get this on a podcast.
No, you don't.
This is tightrope walking radio right here.
And I'm being very honest. This is just my assessment. Like, not what the universal assessment may think, but there's some guys I think that may be up for a debate that I probably are going to go with Aaron Rodgers.
Well, and I also like the snap reaction, too. Not sitting here combing over the numbers and going, ooh, well, Rodgers threw. No, what comes to mind?
Right.
Is Rodgers better than quarterback X? And let's be clear, for a season.
Right.
Not who would you rather build a franchise around, but is he better than X? Bo Nix.
Yes.
I think he's also better than Bo Nix.
Yes.
Their statistics last year, very comparable. C.J. Stroud.
Yes.
C.J. Stroud 2 years ago was better.
Right.
Last year, C.J. Stroud was a disappointment. I mean, he had Kendrick Green blocking for him, like a turnstile in the middle of that offensive line and injuries at the wide receiver position. But at last, we saw C.J. Stroud wasn't all that great. Anthony Richardson or Daniel Jones?
Yes.
I'm going to take Rodgers. How about Trevor Lawrence?
Yes.
Trevor Lawrence wasn't very good last year, got hurt. So that's five he's better than. Patrick Mahomes.
No.
Geno Smith.
Yes.
I don't think so, but we'll move on. Justin Herbert.
Like the same, but.
What?
I'm going to go no, but it's very close for me.
Tua.
Yes.
Drake May.
Right now, yes.
Justin Fields.
Yes.
Cam Ward.
Yes.
Michael Penix Jr.
Yes.
Kyler Murray.
Yes.
Bryce Young.
Yes.
Bryce came on late. I have high hopes for the young man. Bad situation there. Their defense is a disaster. But, yeah, right now, Rodgers is a better player. Yeah. Caleb Williams.
Yes.
Dak Prescott. You know I'm taking my guy Dak.
It's like Justin Herbert for me, so I'm going to go no, but very close.
Jared Goff.
No.
Jordan Love. I don't have a read on him. He likes to throw the ball to the other team.
I'm going to say he's better than him, yeah.
Matthew Stafford.
No.
J.J. McCarthy.
Yes.
Tyler Shuck.
Yes.
All right, wait, that might not be fair. Spencer Rattler.
Yes.
Jalen Hurts.
No.
Brock Purdy.
Yes.
He didn't have a great year.
No.
I think he might be a product of the system and the talent.
A little bit.
Sam Darnold.
Yes.
See, I can't get the last couple of games of Darnold out of my head.
Same.
And
because he got paid a lot of money. That doesn't mean that I think that he's better than Aaron Rodgers right now, who's played the game a lot longer, has done it consistently, even though he's old.
And I'm sure that Ross Tucker would have argued that the Steelers would have been better positioned if they signed Darnold. I totally disagree.
Totally disagree.
You get Darnold for a couple of years, and I think somewhere between the guy he was the last two games and what he was the first 15 games is probably where he lies. I ain't paying that guy 30-plus million bucks. Baker Mayfield.
No.
Jaden Daniels.
No.
I mean, so he's the 13th or 14th best quarterback in football, and depending on the day, there are days he'll be a top 10 quarterback. I don't understand the problem. I really don't at this point. What's better? Is he better than Kirk Cousins?
Yes.
Yes, he's better than Kirk Cousins. So all this hand-wringing from guys like Ross Tucker, well, he's the 24th best quarterback in football. First of all, no, he's not. And second of all, is he better than what you currently have? That's all you need to be looking at right now. Like, the Steelers aren't going to find a receiver that is more talented than George Pickens but they're going to find one that's better than the ones they got. And that's what you're supposed to do this offseason. Now, you can argue that at the beginning of the offseason, you could have had better options. Fair enough. Right now, you got no better options. And the better options that might have been a match for the Steelers, they didn't seem all that intent on coming here earlier in the season. And one of those guys would be Justin Fields. He didn't want to come back here for so many obvious reasons. So Rodgers is the best of a bunch of bad options. And when he's on his game, he is significantly better than Rudolph and gives you a much better chance of winning than the guy we saw at the end of last year, Russell Wilson. We don't have to spend much more time on this, but I find the dialogue around Rodgers and that podcast in particular really irked me. Oh, no, he stinks. Well, maybe he's smack dab in the middle of the league. Even if a couple of the close ones, we flip it the other way, Doran, right in the middle of the league, which no reasonable person is going to argue that's where Mason Rudolph is. And you're just trying to upgrade.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, it's my soapbox. 412-928-9370 if you'd like to chime in. I have two pens in the same hand. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. If we get any more schedule rumors, any schedule leakage, Doran, we'll get it to you over the course of our show. Ray Fittipaldo is going to join us at 8 o'clock. John Wehner, 8:35. Doug Whaley, 9 o'clock until 10. Coming up next, I got another clip here from a podcast, Doran, with the most obvious take in the world to everybody but the Pittsburgh.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Burke Steelers.
Honestly, if they fail the quarterback thing one more time, again, it's a hard thing to do, but at that point, it'll have been like a decade since they figured it out. And it's like at that point, even if I still think Tomlin's a good coach and they still are doing some good stuff, you probably have to walk the plank there.
I think that's an obvious take there. That's Derek Klassen from The Athletic. They fired Mark Caboli. So I have nothing nice to say about those football people over at The Athletic. But I do think that's an obvious take. I don't think he was talking about this year. He couldn't have been talking about this year with Mike Tomlin. Oh, if they fail the quarterback position this year, you fire Mike Tomlin. You don't usually get that from the national media. Now, I fired the guy like 3 off seasons in a row, so maybe I'm not the right guy to ask. But let's just fast forward. Whatever happens this year happens. Next year you draft your quote-unquote franchise guy. If that guy fails and Mike Tomlin's still on his lifetime contract, you do have to move on.
Yeah, well, the odds of that guy, even if you draft a guy in the top 10 or wherever they're going to move up with their picks to get him, the odds of them having a great rookie season is very slim. Too.
Right.
So you're still pushing it down the road.
Right. So I think that's why he said decade, because they've gone
that's
5 years.
I was doing the math, too. I was like, well.
Yeah, this would be their fifth different day one starter in the last 5 seasons, which has never happened before in Steelers history. Next year, you would think, will mark 6-6. You got to give that guy a couple of years. But if he doesn't work out, if you're just middling along again, yeah, you got to move on.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing to not win a bunch of games with Justin Fields and Russell Wilson and this year if it's Aaron Rodgers, but you'd then be 0 for 2 on trying to replace the franchise quarterback with a franchise quarterback.
Yeah, with a draft pick with the first round.
Right. You were 0 for Kenny, and then you'd be 0 for, let's just say, Drew Aller. Then, yeah, you got to move on. Most regimes don't get a chance to screw up two franchise quarterbacks. You only get one, and if it doesn't work out, you're out.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think that's an obvious take. However, I'm not sure Art Rooney II would see it that way. I think Tomlin could just coach until he says, I'm a Supreme Court justice. I'm going to die in office years down the road.
Yeah, maybe Art Rooney doesn't see that Tomlin is the quarterback problem, Tomlin being the defensive mind, and maybe just kind of blame it on the offensive side of the ball and the offensive coordinator.
Just keep firing coordinators?
Right. I mean, you figure that by time that – we said this a couple weeks ago. By time that the young quarterback would be ready, would Arthur Smith still be here? They probably are going to have another offensive coordinator, whether Arthur Smith becomes a head coach again or his contract's up. Like, are they going to extend him? Is he going to do enough in the next year or two to be extended? Or is he going to do enough to become a head coach? Like, they're probably going to have to hire another offensive coordinator for a young quarterback.
You know, my hottest take of the day is going to be this right now. Here it comes. Next year, Arthur Smith will be the North Carolina head coach.
That's a good take.
Bill Belichick out.
That's a good take.
Him and his youngster girlfriend, bang, Arthur Smith says, you know what? I'm going to rehabilitate UNC. Well,
they really wanted him.
They did.
Like they
he was their first choice.
He was their first choice.
Which I think you can now see why. Because at the time, I'm thinking, Arthur Smith, or you're going to take Bill Belichick? Yeah, I think I'd go with Arthur Smith. Arthur Smith dates people his own age.
Yep.
He married, right?
Married, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
he's smart. He does things.
That's right. A normal guy.
Yeah. Which, yeah. I mean, that's what they'll do. It'll do to you. It'll do that to you. Bill Belichick was a normal football, not normal, but he was all about football until got swindled.
No, you know what? I can't believe this has devolved into Bill Belichick. This is my own fault here. He was normal in that he was a freak, but about football.
About football, right.
He was a football AI robot.
Yes.
And now...
system compromised.
Yeah, by ass.
Yeah, right. Young ass.
That's exactly right. And I think we've gone too far in covering this. Not we personally.
But yeah.
But this Pablo Torre, who I think does a really good job, his podcast is super cool. Pablo Torre finds out, he'll just get into weird subject matter, and you'll learn a ton, and he's funny, and he's a really smart dude. I'm not sure I personally really need to know how Bill Belichick met his girlfriend. I'm curious, though? I am curious, but spending hours of podcast time...
It's very odd.
It is very odd, but we got to get to the bottom of this for why? For North Carolina football? No one's ever cared more, I should say, about North Carolina football.
It's more about his legacy and like what he's doing. Like, I mean, she was born like whenever he
was. I know.
Yeah, I mean, he was old.
I know.
He's old now.
He has shirts older than her. I guarantee that. In fact, the one that he wore for the CBS interview, the Navy shirt, that's older than her.
Yeah, it's odd. I would want to get to the bottom of it if I could.
People are blowing up the text line by your system compromised line. That is a great line.
System compromised.
See, for me personally, it doesn't affect his legacy. Because right now he's screwing her, but he had screwed the Steelers for years, and I'm just never going to get that out of my mind. Like, it doesn't matter how bad he crashes and burns in North Carolina. For me, he's always the winningest coach in NFL history. Not regular season history. I know Don Shula, don't well actually me, but you get what I'm saying. He's won all these championships. Like, that's what I'll always remember.
Yeah, but whenever he, like, say this does go south-south, and we're going on a tangent, but say this goes south-south and it ends badly, which is, people are anticipating.
It will, right?
But, like,
how's it end good?
So,
are they going to get married? Are they going to have kids?
Whenever he gives his Hall of Fame speech, how's he going to end his legacy? With that?
He's going to say, thank you, Jordan. I'd like to thank Jordan for being here and changing my life.
Well, it's going to end bad. So, like, I mean, say it ends. Like, he's not going to get a head coaching job in the NFL again. He's not going to get a college. He's just going to retire and do a podcast, and then he's going to go up in Canton.
That's right.
And it's going to be like, oh, man, that's
and
how it ended for you?
Talk about how great of a football coach he was, and Brady's going to talk.
And everybody's going to remember
LT's
how it ended.
LT's going to talk. Eh.
How it ended.
It'll be a footnote. Very funny footnote. I hope it's funny. Like, I hope it doesn't end bad.
I mean,
I don't know what the good is, though.
I don't either.
To wrap it all up, like, how does this end? Like, with her in a white dress and they're walking down the aisle?
She has kids? What? What? Think about that.
Can I ask a really gross, weird question?
Yes.
How old is Bill? 72?
Something like that, yeah. No, is he?
I'm looking. Here comes the gross question. He's 73 years old. Look, I know women go through menopause.
Oh.
I'll ask it this way. Is there a manopause? Like, at some point, do the swimmers stop working?
Well, I know there's Cialis and, like, Viagra.
Well, I know you can get
Hims.
I know you can get...
That's, I think, the equivalent. Because, I mean, men have everything easy.
I understand. I know.
Was that? Yeah, I don't know.
Is the stuff good?
I think the stuff is always good. It's usually that the significant other stuff doesn't, because they're good anymore. So
generally they're old too.
Right.
Yeah.
But in this case, I mean, look at Robert De Niro. He just had a kid.
Oh my God. That's right. It was De Niro.
It still works.
And he's got to be older
than
Bill.
He's 80 something.
Oh, geez. Dog, you.
Mm-hmm.
Fan Hotline. That segment went someplace. Mm-hmm. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We know who the Steelers are going to play. We have an idea on when they're going to play a couple of these games. We'll keep you up to speed on that coming up next. And just some overarching schedule takes, just looking at the opponents. That's next. Plus, what's good for America might not be good for us Pittsburghers. It is schedule release day, 8 p.m. tonight, NFL Network. We will find out exactly what time the Steelers will play their games this year. Very excited about that. We'll break it all down big time tomorrow. Here's what we know so far. There have been a bunch of random accounts tweeting out that the Steelers will open up at home against the Miami Dolphins week one at 1 p.m. Andrew Filippone, though, has tweeted out he's heard Chicago Bears 425 on Fox. Or no, did he say on CBS? Doesn't matter. 425 at Soldier Field against the Chicago Bears. I'm going to go with our guy, Pony. Pony always gets the schedule release stuff right. By 6 p.m. tonight, you will have the full Steelers schedule. I'm guessing. I don't want to put them on the spot. But that's the way it's gone the last few years since I've been at the Fan, is they'll have it all out there by 6 o'clock. So I'm not going to doubt him on that. So we know the date of that game, Chicago Bears, Pittsburgh Steelers to open the season at Soldier Field. And the Steelers will play the Minnesota Vikings in Ireland on September 28th, week 4. Here's what I want to see from this schedule, Dorn. The division game spread out. We know already that according to last year's win percentage, the Steelers have the 19th most difficult schedule in the NFL. We know that the Steelers actually, even with going to Ireland, have to travel very little this season. I think they're the 9th fewest air miles that they have to travel. Not sure how much of a difference that makes in 2025 with the way that they travel, but you'd rather not have 40,000 miles to go like the Los Angeles Chargers. You'd rather have to go 9. I think that's fairly obvious.
Mm-hmm.
But can we spread the division games out? 19th ranked strength of schedule by percentage and spread the division games out. I think you got a good chance to go 10-7 and get blown out in the playoffs again, my friend.
Yeah, it's all
if you have Rodgers.
Yeah, it's all going to end the same. I don't think that the NFL would do that to the Steelers again.
And don't do the 3 games in 11 days thing.
That too.
Also, you know what I don't want to see? Christmas.
I don't think that they're going to be in Christmas. I think.
I would doubt it.
I think it's the Chiefs and Chargers, maybe? I don't know.
They announced one of the Christmas games.
They did.
There's going to be a couple. I wouldn't think the Steelers would go back-to-back, but the NFL loves to put the Steelers on the holidays. Art has, as I understand it, complained a lot about that.
Oh, you know what? I could see them playing Detroit, unless Detroit always plays the Packers.
Thanksgiving, no, they play whomever.
Okay, I can see them playing Detroit.
Oh, baby.
Yep.
See, I don't need that either.
Right.
I'm a big spread out the goodness guy, man. Thanksgiving, I want to watch other teams play football, and I gamble on it, so I run the chance of being disappointed, and because I'm a terrible gambler, oftentimes I am. But I'm always more distraught when the Steelers lose, and I don't want to be stressed out for 4 hours. I want to take a nap after eating a big meal, drinking a whole bunch of friggin' plum wine, passing my ass out, and not having to worry about my favorite football team. Same deal with Christmas. I want my kids to open presents. I want them to play with their toys. I want to spend it with family and watch other teams play football because you can get entertained by the Steelers on other days.
Mm-hmm.
Give me my holidays back. Texter, Adam, would you interview Bill Belichick for $80K? I do it for free. We should actually put in a request. He's doing that media tour. And I'll ask him if his sperm works. That's what I'd lead with. Ready for a hot take about Paul Skeens? It's going to piss people off, I think.
Yeah.
Skeens announced yesterday he's going to pitch for Team USA in the 2026 World Baseball Classic. I like that for Paul. He's a patriot. He was at a service academy. I really enjoyed the World Baseball Classic the last time it was played. There was passion. It was awesome. As a Pirates fan, I friggin' hate it.
Why?
Because they got this guy on innings limits, on pitch count limits, and now he's going to go pitch for the non-Pittsburgh Pirates?
Who cares?
I do. Now,
You're saying that you want to maybe trade him.
I said no.
You said maybe you could see an argument.
I can definitely see the argument. I personally would not trade him.
If you're even inviting that, why do you care about it if he's throwing him for the World Classic?
So I did go back and look, and the most innings pitched in the World Baseball Classic 2 years ago was 9 2/3 innings, and it was Shohei Ohtani. So it's not like you have to play a dozen games and you're going to throw 30 innings or anything like that. And reasonable people, I'm sure, will text in and argue and tweet in and argue, what's the difference between 9 2/3 innings in spring training versus 9.2 innings in the World Baseball Classic? And I think that is a great rebut. I think there's a lot of stress, though, when you're pitching for Team USA. And I think those innings carry more weight, and I think he's going to be going max effort, and I want him warming to the task at that time instead of going full 100% bore striking out Dominicans, man.
I'll say this. Him pitching
in Chinese Taipei.
Him pitching in the World Classic in 2026 will be 1,000% less pressure than pitching for the Pirates.
No way.
Yes.
The world's watching.
You can tell that he has, for America. You can tell he has everything on his shoulders right now. The tank is almost empty because of the pressure that he feels that he has to win a game every single time he starts. He's going to go out there with all the world's best or all the country's best, and he's just going to go and play his game. He doesn't have anything to worry about.
He could be trying to throw 117 miles
an hour. Way less pressure pitching in that situation than having to pitch for the Pirates against the Cubs to win.
People hate this, too. I don't like when the NHL sends the players to the Olympics. It's a great product, and I will watch Team USA, and I will enjoy every second of it in a way that I didn't when it was the amateurs. So this is super hypocritical, but I hate when the Penguins are there because I don't want them to get hurt playing games not for my team. Like, Crosby gets hurt playing for Canada. Great. If you win, it sucks because I don't root for Canada. And if you get hurt, sucks even more because you got hurt playing for a team I don't want to see win.
Oh my goodness.
I know. I'm an old curmudgeon.
I mean,
all over 9 2/3 innings, Doran. Here's a stat from the Mets PR. They put this out yesterday. Pirates starting pitchers have a 2.28 ERA over their last 8 games, Doran. 2.28 ERA, one of the best marks in all of baseball. Fifth best, in fact. The Pirates are 2-6 in those games.
Man.
So the rotation has really come into form. Like, the rotation is what we thought it could be, and they don't even have Bubba Chandler up here. They don't even have Jared Jones, but they can't score at all. 19 consecutive games scoring 9 runs. Five runs or 4 runs or fewer. There we go. There. Finally said it correctly. See, it's not just the curmudgeonly takes. It's that I suck at this job is also what it is. We have Ray Fittipaldo joining us in 13 minutes, our Steelers insider. We'll see if he's got any schedule scuttlebutt. We'll give you what we have, what little of it we have coming up next, and you can react to my old man Skeens take. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Schedule release day for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ray Fittipaldo joining us in about 10 minutes. To get into that, among other things, Doug Whaley from 9 o'clock until 10. Someone texted in about me saying I don't want to see Paul Skeens in the World Baseball Classic and said Skeens won't have Tommy Pham, Jared Triola, and Ji-Won Bae in the lineup, so it'll feel like a vacation for him. Someone else texted in, what will tick me off is if he is there throwing 102. Yeah, that would make me mad too. I do think, and you brought this up earlier, as it relates to Skeens, and he's been very good, if not great this year. I want to be clear on this. He just hasn't been as dominant as last year. I do think he's pressing. I think we have seen the control be lacking the last three starts. He's walked 11 guys his last three starts. His last game, he gave up more hits than he ever had in a game. That was six. It's a good Mets lineup, but he gave up six hits. He gave up three home runs in the same inning against the Chicago Cubs. Another great lineup, but Skeens is undeniably great. I think he's trying to be too fine.
Yeah.
He's trying to make the perfect pitch every pitch, whereas last year he was just pitching, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I think that has a lot to do, not with his struggles, he's not struggling, but why at times he has looked mortal this year. Because every time out, you're thinking, if I can go seven scoreless, we can win. If I give up anything more than nothing, I'm probably walking away with, at best, a no decision.
Yeah.
And that's got to be a tough place to be. How about I was just reading when I was on the John here at Bowser in Monroeville. We're at Studio B today, and I saw Josh Yowie was in Sweden for the Hockey World Championships. Talked to Sidney Crosby about the coaching search. Crosby said, I don't care. I'm not a manager or general manager. I'm not a coach. I am going to trust Kyle Dubas to do the right thing, and I'm just going to play, which I think is a good sign for Penguins fans.
Yeah.
I think this could reasonably have been the time where we could all get worried, is Sid going to actually finish his career here? He said he just wants to win in Pittsburgh, and he trusts Kyle Dubas to make the right call.
That's what he says. What else is he going to say?
Well, Josh wrote that he got mad. Like, he answered tersely when Josh asked, do you have a say? And Crosby said no, tersely. And then when asked again, followed up, he replied with, nope, don't have a say.
Well, then I don't know if you take that as a positive. You might be pissed about the whole situation. Like, you're going to answer that way. It's like, nope, they didn't ask me. They didn't inform me.
See, I think he gets mad at the notion that he would be somehow pulling the strings. That's just my read. I think he views himself as a hockey player, a great one at that, and that's it.
He can't be happy that Sullivan is gone.
He said that had a lot of great memories together, and he really liked Sullivan, and that's how we should remember him. So I agree with you on that. Like, he's definitely not thrilled that Sully's gone. And I'd imagine less so that now he's in division with the New York Rangers, because Sid does not like the Rangers.
Nope.
That much is known.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.